Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is the art of the squeal. Woke up this morning and all of a sudden China was the headline of the day. Negotiations going back and forth. Markets reacting.
No doubt.
We thought we need to give our viewers some insight on that. And also, is it worth all this screaming and yelling that's taking place to impact the markets the way it is this morning in terms of volatility? So, Trey, you start with China because you had a lot of great data on
Yeah, so coming into last week, there was a lot of leaked reports that the U.S. was coming back on its demands for protecting property rights, protecting cybersecurity and other such things. So it looked like we were coming closer and closer to a deal as the U.S. kind of fell off of its strong points. Then over the weekend, the administration came out and said that, they wanted to increase tariffs from 10% to 25% by the end of the week because things weren't going well. The market has reacted horribly to that. Obviously, the S&P is down 40 points, the Dow's down 500 points.
But at this moment.
At this moment. Yeah, obviously, the day may end differently, but that's only 1.4%. The Shanghai Composite is down 5.6%. Again, everything's relative. It's quite clear that this is proving, again, that they need a deal way more than we do. And this is kind of, I don't want to quote anything, but this is kind of part of the deal. It's in the book of negotiation. We saw this with the Mexico-Canada deal. It looked like everything was falling apart. We come out strong. It gives us a good position to kind of fall back a little bit. It seems to be happening every time. Happened with the tax cuts. All of a sudden, we're demanding 10% corporate tax rates. Well, it came around 21%. So we're putting out a very strong, unified, sounds negative point right before China's supposed to come here on Wednesday to negotiate. I think it's a lot of hoopla. The markets are going to react because it's a very important deal. But in the long run, these things have seemed to work out. It just happens we're watching seeing how the sausage is getting made. All this used to happen behind closed
doors.
Well
said.
And now it's happening on Twitter, on Facebook, on what have
you. Yeah, it's very open. It's
exactly.
Open forum, open negotiations, and the markets react to the news that's out there. And we've got a wide range of news sources that they can quote.
That's right.
Same time, though, just because a market trades down on emotion or for whatever reason it is, you got to look at the facts. And the facts are showing we're seeing a lot of strength. So, Adam, you stepped up this morning and said, last week we had some good news. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have fear in the global weakness. In our own backyard, I think we're forgetting how good job growth is. We had an incredible number for April, a huge surge in jobs. We had the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Mm-hmm. So, with all this noise going on focused on the global, we're forgetting what's happening in our own backyard.
Right.
And that's
sure.
really driving. You have more people working jobs. That turns money over. You have more jobs, more money going back into the economy. So I don't think we're struggling here domestically. It's really the noise built around the global atmosphere.
Yeah, and tying into that, we're showing strength in the consumer. And then actually talk about productivity.
Oh, absolutely. In addition to the fact that the absolute numbers of job growth are excellent, on top of that, and at the same time, productivity of workers are the best annualized year over year they've been in 10 years. Mm-hmm. It was about 3.5, 3.6%, give or take. The last time it even threatened that was 10 years ago, and it was only 2.4% coming out of the backside of the financial crisis where you had it picked up. This is just solid productivity because people work in growth. That helps the economy because, again, more back with the consumer, too.
Yeah, and you also mentioned construction. Construction's picked up as well, right?
Unbelievably. The construction numbers in April were superb. But what's important about that, we were talking about this morning, is that those numbers are in non-residential around projects with large civil engineering fees.
Okay.
What that means is big infrastructure projects.
Sure.
So those are large projects with a lot of multiplier. That's starting to happen,
okay,
too.
So consumers...
Somewhere we're lacking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a pickup we need, right?
Yeah,
there.
Consumers spending money.
Absolutely.
Businesses spending money.
Yes.
Doing well there. And then, Bobby, to tie this all together... For some time now, people have been complaining about roads and bridges and those kind of things. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we analyzed the negatives of politics like we're seeing in the trade war. We also analyzed the positives. So last week, the administration and congressional leaders met and a preliminary approved $2 trillion infrastructure plan. So we'll see what happens. We use that as an investment advisors for strategy, for our investment strategy. Mm-hmm. We don't want to follow the money. We want to be where it's going. Mm-hmm. So we're able to use that to our advantage.
Yeah, and that's one reason why we track the trends, because those trends will allow you to kind of see in which direction the economy is going. And that's very important as we look at our strategies and portfolios. So we hope this has been beneficial to you. We appreciate you sharing it with others. We hope you have a great week. And we will continue to hear the squealing and the screaming. Just know that this too shall pass. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks.